Okay, we're starting here at the top of Kuyuv Aleph Amud Aleph by the second line, Tanur Banan. Tanur Banan, HaMenasech Shloshet Yilugim Yayin Bachutz. Some of that is a libation of three log of Yayin outside of the Mikdash. Chayav, then he's Chayav, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Omer, Behu Shikid Chan V'Kli. That's only if he first placed them into a Kli Sharet. My Benayu. What's the difference between them? Am Rav Adar Bar Rav Yitzchak. Beirutze Midot Ika Benayu. So the difference between these two opinions is whether with included within this kedusha is the beirutzei midot. Generally, when we're talking about dry goods, beirutzei midot means the cap or the additional amount that sits above the top. When we're talking about here, which is liquids, then you're talking about the surface tension that is created on the top of the kli, which keeps the amount of liquid above the top of the kli. So the difference between them is, do you need it to be nitkadesh bitocha kli atzmo? Everybody agrees that you need kedushat kli, but the rabbanan say that beirutzei midot are nitkadesh. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says, no, only what's tocha kli, only what's inside the kli is nitkadesh. So it'll be a small amount, that's the difference between them, but that which the surface tension holds above the rim of the kli sharet, that'll be the difference. Chachamim say that is nitkadesh, and you will be chaya for that. According to Rabbi Elazar, that is not kadosh. Here they both hold that you require kedushat kli. In Ravina's sheet, the Ravina said everybody agrees, but right, so the earlier Amoraim it was a machlokas in kli, but according to Ravina, where we left off, everybody agreed that yayin requires kli. It was a question, do we apply it or extrapolate it to mayim? Over here, it's yayin we're talking about, so there everybody required a kli. All right, so now, the girsa here should probably be, it's rabo bered rovo, amar karvu nisachim bevama ika beinayu. So this goes back to what we saw yesterday, that the machlokas between them is about whether they brought nisachim on a bamaktana uplukta dahani tonight. And it's the same machlokas as these tanaim, the Tanya. Bamat yachid ein atzricha nisachim divrei Rabbi. Rabbi believes that a bamat yachid does not require nisachim. V'chachamim orim teuna nisachim. And the chachamim say it does require nisachim. V'hani tznai kehani tznai. And these tanaim are like this next set of tanaim. And then we'll put it all together. The Tanya, and this is what we saw yesterday at the end of yesterday's daf. Kitavo. When it's talking about nisachim, Parshat Shlach Lecha says kitavo. So when you come into the land, latina nisachim be Pasuk's telling you that when you get into Eretz Yisrael on a Bama Gdola, you will require to bring a Nisachim. How do you know we're talking about a Bama Gdola? Maybe it's talking about a Bama Ktana. Shomer el Eretz Moshevot Techem Asher Ani Noten Lechem Rei Abama Nogeget Lekulchem. It's talking about in the plural, meaning el Eretz Moshevot Techem Asher Ani Noten Lechem. So in the plural, what's a Mizbeach that is shared by all? That is a Bama Gdola. So divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Amer. Kita vohu hatina nisachim bebama ktana hakatuv midaber. Rabbi Kiva says, no, I'm talking about here that a bama ktana requires nisachim. Ata omer lebama ktana when you're a bama gdola. How do you know it's a bama ktana? Maybe it's a bama gdola. Shu omer alomer it's moshvotechem hare bevama hanogeget bechol moshvot hakatuv midaber. Talking about bama that can be done anywhere. What's a bama can do anywhere? That's a bama ktana. So kshetim salomar. So now, the conclusion from these opinions of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva is, the divrei Rabbi Shmuel, lo karvu nisachim b'midbar. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there were no nisachim brought in the midbar. Ule divrei Rabbi Akiva, karvu nisachim b'midbar. And according to Rabbi Kiva, there were nisachim brought in the midbar. So this goes back to what we discussed at the end of yesterday's daf, which is, let's start off with the basic. According to Rabbi Shmuel, if there were no nisachim in the midbar, that means that the pasuk of Ki Tavo El Haaretz is the first time that you're actually going to start doing nisachim. That happens after kibush v'chiluk. That happens after the first 14 years, 7 years of kibush, 7 years of chiluk. Then when they establish the Mishkan in Shiloh, that'll be the first time they're going to start bringing in the sachim. And that's what it means, kitavo el aretz. Eretz moshe l'edichem, when you settle down in the aretz, then at the bama gdola, or maybe the central mizbeach, which will be in Shiloh, at that point you will bring the sachim on that central mizbeach. Why? Because until this point there was none. So I need a specific tzivui to tell me that you bring the sachim in the mikdash, and that's where we're going to do it, in the mikdash or in the mishkan. That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Rabbi Kiva says they brought nisachim in the midbar. Well, if they brought nisachim in the midbar, you don't have to tell me about a bama gdola anymore. If you brought nisachim in the midbar, I know when I come to Eretz Yisrael, the bama gdola or the mishkan shiloh gets nisachim. Why should it be any different? than it was in Mishkan Shiloh. So then why do I have an additional tzivuy to do nisachim once I enter into Eretz Yisrael? That comes to include a bama ktana. That tells me that even on a bama ktana, I'm going to require nisachim. What's the key difference between whether I bring nisachim on a bama ktana or not? It has to do with whether I need kli sharet for nisachim. If, like according to Rabbi Shmuel, they never brought nisachim in the midbar, the first time they start bringing nisachim is in the Mishkan, well, the only thing you do avod in the Mishkan with is kli sharet. That means the only time or the only way that nisachim were brought was in a kli sharet. According to Rabbi Akiva, who says they brought nisachim in the midbar and then they would continue to do that in the bama gdola or in Mishkan Shiloh, the additional tzivuy that you do on a bama ktana, there is no kli sharet by a bama ktana. There is no such concept as a kli sharet by a bama ktana. If that's the case, then you bring nisachim, or we have a manifestation of bringing nisachim without kli sharet. So that's what it means. Here's the machlokas of Rabbi Akiva Rishmal. That's the same machlokas as whether by Rabbi and the Chachamim you require a nisachim by a bamat yachid. According to bamat yachid, in a tzricha nisachim, according to Divrei Rabbi, that's following in the shita of Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Ishmael says that the bama ktana was never given. There was no tzivui ever about a bama ktana that has nisachim. The Chachamim would say that a bama ketana does require nisachim. They're following the shita of Rabbi Akiva, who says that's what the tzivui is for, because we already knew about the bama gdola or the mishkan from the midbar. The tzivui was about a bama ketana, and they're following the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Now, applying this to our machlokas here, Rabbi Elazar says you require a kli sharet. He's holding like Rabbi, who says, no nisachim by bama ktana, like Rabbi Shmuel says that the tzivu is all about the bama gdola, because there was never an instance in which nisachim were brought without a kli sharet, because they were only brought on a bama gdola, they were only brought in the Mishkan Shiloh, or in the Migdash. So since they were only brought in places where there were kli sharet, then we don't have any manifestation of nisachim brought without kli sharet, and that's why Rabbi Elazar says you must have a kli sharet in order to be doing the nisach hayayin. On the other hand, the Chachamim will argue, and Rabbi Elazar say no kli sharet needed. They hold like the Chachamim, who say that a bamat yachid can have nisachim, who holds like Rabbi Akiva, who says there was nisachim in the midbar, therefore the tzivo is about bamat yachid, and you bring nisachim on a bamat yachid, you bring nisachim on a bamat yachid, you don't need kli sharet, and that's why they don't require kli sharet in order to be chayav for avodat chutz by the yayin. And that's the machlokas here. That's what Rabbi Bar Rava is suggesting, that the karvu nisachim b'bama ika beinayu, which will have impact on whether you need a kli sharet here or you don't need a kli sharet. Interesting to know, quick two tosafot to hear the note. The bama gdola, bama ktana, we assume a bama gdola is a central bama, in which even when they didn't have the mishkan, like a mishkan Shiloh, or in the midbar where they had the mishkan, even when the mishkan is not in a single place, they still had a central location where they had a bama gdola, like in Novin Givon and in the Gilgal during the Sheba Kibush and Chiluk. Yesh mifarshim, Tosa says, the bama gdola karishat isra bamot, or bama ktana shat heter abamot. Some people suggest that these terms are used interchangeably with isra bamot and heter abamot. Uperish akuntris ikar says that doesn't make sense. But Rashi says makes more sense, that tarvayu heter abamot. They're both the times when bamot are permitted. Bama gdola hi bama tzibur. That's a central bama of the tzibur, and the bama ktana is your backyard bama, the one that you can do anywhere you want, bama tiyachid. So that's one Tosafot. The other thing Tosafot points out here is, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, after they started to bring the nisachim in the Mishkan in Shiloh, when Shiloh is destroyed in the time of Eli, then when they had the bama gdola in Novi Givon, he agrees they brought nisachim there in the bama gdola. It was only before that point in time, until you get to Eretz Moshavot Eichem, you don't start. But once you start, then even a bama gdola would get it. Not a bama tiyachid, but a bama gdola would get it. The next thing, the next Tosafot says, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, is a big chiddush here. It says, Bikidushim perish akodesh, the lekuli alma korvum b'karban tzibur. Everybody agrees that he brought nisachim by a karban tzibur. But any yodea means kikolakach. I don't know who forced him to say that, but over here he wants to suggest that the bicarbonate tzibur, they always brought nisachim, and the whole machlokas here is bicarbonate yachid. In the midbar, did they bring nisachim or not nisachim? But as far as karbonate tzibur are concerned, everybody agreed, even from the time of the midbar, that they brought nisachim. Tosfos here quotes the whole Lashon of Rashi from Kiddushin, but it's interesting to know, because we read the Gemara, the way the simple pshat reads here, is that according to Rabbi Shmuel, there was no nisachim whatsoever in the midbar. But there is this day of Rashi, who explains the Gemara in Kiddushin to be the fact that even Rabbi Shmuel agrees by carbonate zibor, but makom atzibor they did bring the sefirah. The whole question is carbon yochid in the Mishkan and the Midbar, and then from there we had to go forward into the whole limud that we had just now. All right, next Gemara by the two dots. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is talking about Rabbi Nechemya, was the last position in our Mishnah. Rabbi Nechemya says shari adam that you do b'chutz you're chayav. So we said when we read the Mishnah that Rabbi Nechemya must hold that shari adam are me'akev. If he doesn't hold the me'akev, then it's not something that's el petach omoleh that is demanded, that you're not bringing to omoleh that you should be chayav for. That's the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, Tana Rabbi Nechemya, Kedivrei Omer, Shoyarayim Me'akvin. Rabbi Yochanan says exactly what we explained on the mission, which has to be the fact that Rabbi Nechemya holds, like the Mandamar, that Shoyarayim are Me'akvin. We saw that back at the end of Ezra Mukoman. Meitavei, Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Shari Adam, Shikrivam Bechutz, Chayav. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says to him, Alo Shari Adam, Shari Mitzvahim. Rabbi Akiva says to him, what are you talking about? Shari Adam are the leftovers of Mitzvah. We said that before in the Masechta, that Im lo Yitain lo Yikev. They're not the Me'akev, they're just the Sharia Mitzvah. Amar lo, Rabbi Nechemya responds to him. What should Rabbi Nechemya respond to him? That they are not, they are Me'akev, right? He says, Evarim Mugdarim Yochicho. He says, I can prove it from Evarim Mugdarim. Shehain Shari Mitzvah. They're leftover mitzvah. They're not me'akev the korban. And even if you do them outside, you're be'chayav. So too over here. Sounds like from this, the Rebbe Chemi holds that Shari Adam are a Shari mitzvah. So Amar. Oh, okay, we'll get there, but that was the Gemara's answer in the end. Amar lo. Lo, ima marta be'ivarim b'darim shehen tchilat avodah. Ivarim b'darim are their own avodah, the beginning of a process, and therefore, they get, when you take them outside, and you do them outside, you're going to be chayav. Tomar b'shari adam she'enam tchilat avodah. They're the end of the zrikat adam. They're the completion of the avodah. Whereas the ivarim b'darim are a standalone avodah. They're the sharia mitzvah of the whole hakravata karban. But they're not, in and of themselves, they're not part of a longer process that just ends right there. They have their own process of being put on the mizbeach. The sharia adam are the end of a process of dam on the mizbeach. They're not an independent part of that process. They're the tail end of it. So he says, v'imita, if he's right, lemele, hananami, ma'akve. His answer should have been simply, they are ma'akev. Why is he giving him this whole limud if he could have just said ma'akev? Gemara says, tiyufta, it's a very strong case against Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Rabbi Nechemya believes that it must be ma'akev. Vahashta, the damar of Adar Bava machloket bishirayim ha'pnimiim. Ava bishirayim ha'chitzonim, divrei hakol o ma'akve. Now, once we know what Adar Bava says, that and even the people who hold the Sharia damar ma'akev, they only hold that by the chatot ha'pnimiyot. They do not hold that by the chatot ha'chitzonot. Then we can explain this. Ki kama Rabbi Nechemya bishirayim ha'pnimiim. Then when Rabbi Nechemya was speaking in our Mishnah and he said, Sharia dam shekivu b'chutz chayav, that's talking about chatot ha'pnimiyot. Kitanyo, this bright over here, Bishirayim Achitzonim. This bright in which he's in the discussion with Rabbi Akiva is a case of Chatot Achitzonot. So even there, Rabbi Nechemya believes that Shari Adam are not Me'akev. And that's why Rabbi Akiva is challenging him. So Gemara says, wait a minute, if that's the case, I'm going to go to Girsat Rashi over here, which is Ihochi, Neimalei. Why doesn't he just come out and say it straight to him? Ki Amre, when I made my position about Shari Adam Me'akvin, Bifnimim, I was talking about the Chatot Apnimiyot. Why does he should say, listen, Rabbi Akiva, I don't disagree with you. You're right. Why is he bringing him this limud from Evarim Ugdarim? He could have just said, listen, you're Eno Chanami. It is a Shari Mitzvah, but that's when you're talking about Chatot HaChitzonot. That's not talking about Chatot HaPnimiyot. So in the end, the Gemara answers like Shaul suggested before, the Dvorov, the Rabbi Akiva Kamar. He's saying, according to you, Rabbi Akiva, you're right. According to me, I don't have any problem. Chatot HaPnimiyot, I think are Me'akev, and they are a problem outside. Chatot HaChitzonot, I don't think are Me'akev, I don't think they're a problem outside. But even the Shikat Chor, Rabbi Akiva, who you think that they're Sharia Mitzvah, I have something to show you that they should be a problem outside, even if they are Sharia Mitzvah. And I can prove that to you from Evarim Ugdarim. I assume he's referring to the Pnimiyot, because that's where he holds that there's a problem. I mean, truthfully, his limud could apply even equally to the Chatot HaChitzonot. But yes, I assume he's implying this by the Chatot HaPnimiyot. He's saying, Rabbi Akiva, why don't you learn like me, at least because of this reason? And then the Rabbi Akiva responds and says, that's not a good hekesh, that's not a good limud from Evarim Ubdarim. Okay, next Mishnah. This Mishnah takes us back to something we learned again on Kuv Zayin, as well as really in the Masechta about Malika and Shechita by the Oph. And that is, Amolek of bifnim, ve'ala b'chutz chayav. You do mlika of the oaf inside, which is the proper way to do it for an oaf inside. Then you do the ala b'chutz, your chayav. Malak b'chutz, ve'ala b'chutz patur. You do the mlika outside, that's like killing a bird, and that does, has no meaning and no bearing. Ala b'chutz is patur. And now we saw in Vid and Kub Zayin, when Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel arguing, they both had a riboy for shechitat ha'of b'chutz, but not mlikat of b'chutz. Ashechitat ha'of bifnim, ve'ala b'chutz patur. If you do shechita inside, and then hala outside, patur. Because shechita inside is like killing the bird. It has no bearing of the shechita inside the Azara. On the other hand, shachat b'chutz, ve'ala b'chutz, and then you do ala b'chutz chayav. And that's the limud that we had from Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva from Oshachat. So we had that limud that includes even shechita b'chutz. Nimtza, derech hechshero bifnim, whatever works inside, p'tro b'chutz. Doesn't work outside, makes you patur outside. And then derech hechshero b'chutz, whatever works outside, p'tro bifnim, won't work inside. So therefore, hechshero bifnim is b'lika. If you do malika outside, then there's no ala b'chutz. On the other hand, if you do shechita b'chutz, which makes you chayav, if you do shechita bifnim, you are patur. So it's just the opposite. The Gemara will talk about the lashon. The lashon doesn't make any sense here. Hechshero b'chutz. How do you have hechshero b'chutz? You can never have hechshero b'chutz. You can have chayav b'chutz. You can't have hechshero b'chutz. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shechayvim ala b'chutz, chayvim al kiyotzu b'bifnim. If you're chayav on the outside, you're chayav on the inside. Chutz min shochei bifnim umale b'chutz. Excluding the case of shechita bifnim umale b'chutz, the Gemara will discuss what Rabbi Shimon's adding over here. So Gemara asks the question: Hay hechshero? What's the hechshero here? You can't have hechshero b'chutz. Gemara says he chiyuvohu. So it should be chiyuvo, not hechshero. So Gemara says today chiyuvo. Change it to read chiyuvo and not hechshero, and then you'll have the right answer. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ahechikai. What is Rabbi Shimon talking about here? Who is he arguing about, and what part of the Mishnah is he arguing about? Ilema areisha koi. If he's going on the ratio of the Mishnah, it says amolik of bifnim ve'la b'chutz chayav malak b'chutz ve'la b'chutz patur. So he's trying to suggest over here, if you do malika b'chutz and ala b'chutz, that you be chayav. So amalei Rabbi Shimon ki hechid bnei mechayev b'chutz nami mechayev. Rabbi Shimon says, listen, just like you are chayav bnim b'chutz nami mechayev. So Rabbi Shimon is going to suggest, just like you're chayav on the inside for malika, you should be chayav for the outside for malika. Chay, what's the statement of Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah? Kol shechayvim ala b'chutz. It says anything you're chayav on the outside, you should be chayav on the inside. It's the exact opposite. Kol shechayvim ala bifnim mibayle. It should have said anything you're chayav inside, you're trying to be chayav on the outside. So that can't be what he's talking about. Elo. So what's the next? So what are you going to say? Just like by Malika b'chutz you're patur, so too Malika b'fnim you're going to be patur. Hi, then the lashon of Rabbi Shimon again is not good. Kol she'ein chayavin alav b'chutz mibayelei. He shouldn't say anything you're chayav b'chutz, you're chayav b'fnim. It should have been the negative lashon. Anything you're not chayav b'chutz, you should not be chayav b'fnim. That's not what he says. So that can't be what he's addressing. Elo aseifa koi. He must be going on the latter half of the Mishnah. So let's do this again. Shochet of bifnim ve'ala b'chutz patur. Some of the shechita inside is patur. Shechat b'chutz ve'ala b'chutz chayav. V'amalei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, ge'eche d'bnim lo mechayev. Just like on the inside, you're not chayav b'chutz nami lo mechayev. You should also not be chayav on the outside. So again, the lashon of Rabbi Shimon doesn't fit. Hi, kosh in chayavin mi ba'ilei. Why is he saying kosh chayavin ala b'chutz, chayavin ala bifnim? It should be whatever you're not chayav, everything you're not chayav b'chutz, then you should not chayav bifnim. Ela, ge'eche d'b'chutz mechayev. Just like you're chayav on the chutz v'shchita bifnim nami chayev. Let's say also on the inside you're chayav. Hatani, that's the one case that he excluded. Chutz min ha'shochet bifnim. That's the one case where he says that he is patur for sure. So any of the, there are four cases in the Mishnah, and each of these cases you want to apply one to the other. You have two bifnim, two b'chutz. If you want to say that if it's chayav bifnim, it applies to chutz as the opposite of the lashon of what Rabbi Shimon says. If you want to say whatever is patur bifnim is patur b'chutz, that's not what he says. He talks about chayav b'chutz, not patur bifnim. And again, the other way around. If you're talking about the chutz, in the chutz, if you want to say he's patur b'chutz, he's patur bifnim. He didn't say that. He said chayav b'chutz. The last possible case, which is the only case that could apply to, is the case of shechita b'chutz, where you're chayav, then you should be chayav bifnim. That's the one case where he specifically says that you're not chayav, where shochet bifnim, and amale b'chutz, you are patur. So what is Rabbi Shimon addressing? So Amar Zeirei, basically Zeirei is saying chasurei mechzera. Our Mishnah is actually missing some lashon here. Shechitat behema balayla ike benayu. There's a difference between them about whether they did shechita at night. V'hochi kamar. This is what the Mishnah should read. V'chein, the Tanakama says, v'chein ha-shochet behema bifnim balayla ve'ala b'chutz patur. Someone does a shechita beim at night, bifnim, which is pasul, then he's patur, and shechat b'chutz b'layla, b'chutz chayav. If you do shechita outside of the mikdash at night, then ala b'chutz, you are chayav. Because shechita at night, night and day don't matter outside of the mikdash. They're irrelevant. What is relevant outside the mikdash? Whether it was ra'oi, the petachom away. Well, this animal was ra'oi, the petachom away. You did shechita at night, but the animal itself, if you brought it during the day, would have been roi the petach omeid. So there you're going to be chayav. Bifnim your chayav patur bet shchita. This is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. As a machlokas we had earlier in the Masechta between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about shchita balayla. Rabbi Yehuda believes that shchita balayla is pasul to the extent that in alo yerdu, that you don't put them up on the mizbech, you take them back down. They're so pasul that even malu you have to be yerdu, and that's what this shita is. If you do shchita bifnim and then you take it out bechutz at night, that's not going to work because in alo they would be yerdu, and therefore it's not roi the petach omeid, and that's why you're patur. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon Amar kosh chayvin ala bechutz chayvin ala bechiyotze bo bifnim. So anything that you're chayav b'chutz, if you do shchita b'layla b'chutz, you're chayav. Then b'fnim, when you do shchita b'layla, you're also going to be chayav b'malay b'chutz. Chutz, the only case, the exception, is shchita tov b'fnim b'layla b'chutz, where shchita tov b'fnim is nothing. It's like killing the bird, and therefore you have nothing there. Rabbi Shimon is l'shita tov, that though he believes that shchita b'layla, even though it's pasul, it's imalo, lo yerdu. If they go up, then they stay up on the mizbeach. If they stay up on the mizbeach, and basically will turn out to be a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the Tanakhama is being tofes shita Rabbi Yehuda, that shita balayla is pasul, and even imalu yerdu, whereas Rabbi Shimon is l'shita to, that he holds that imala lo teirei, that it is pasul, but imala, right, not l'chatkila, it's not good l'chatkila, b'di'evet, if imala lo teirei, that's one of the qualifications we said before, if you can put it on the mizbech and it would stay there, that's considered to be roi petach omalei, and therefore you believe shita bifnim is going to give you a chiyuv. Okay, now, robo amar, kabbalah b'klichol inka b'nayu. Now, the difference between them is whether you can use a klichol, and this is the way to read the Mishnah or amend the Mishnah. A makabel b'klichol bifnim ve'la b'chutz patur, according to the Tanakhama. But makabel b'klichol b'chutz ve'la b'chutz chayav. Obviously, if you use a klichol outside, you're chayav because there's no such thing as a klisharet outside of the mikdash. But inside the mikdash, if you use a klichol, pasul. Reb Shimon Omer, kosh chayvin ala b'chutz, chayvin ala kiyotze, but bifnim ve'la b'chutz. Anything you're chayav b'chutz using klichol, also bifnim, you're going to be chayav for using a klichol. Chutz, the only exception that is a shchetol bifnim ve'lo b'chutz. So now, what's the reasoning behind this? Because Amakabel Kli Chol Bifnim Vela Bechutz Patur Da Bifnim Amala Yireid, according to the Tanakhama, Da Bele Kenishpach Dama, it's equivalent of its dumb throwing on the floor. Very Yehudi again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the late Leim Alu Lo Yerdu by Lan Biyotze Vinishkat Chutz Lizmano Bechutz Mekamo. The only three things Imala Lo Teireid. So therefore, he believes again here where you use a Kli Chol Bifnim. Rabbi Yehuda believes Imala Teireid. Rabbi Shimon Zlashitato that says even if you use a Kli Chol Bifnim, even though that's not the Chatchila what you should do, but if you did it Imala, then lote raid. So because of that, you'll have the difference in their opinion about a clay chol. The hashto did tani avu adishmol b'Rabbi Yitzchak. Once we had this brighter that we had from avu adishmol b'Rabbi Yitzchak, hamolek of bifnim. Somebody does malika bifnim, ve'ala b'chutz chayav. There's ala b'chutz chayav. Malak b'chutz, you do malika outside, ve'ala b'chutz patur, ve'Rabbi Shimon mechayev. Shimon says, you're chayav. So Rabbi Shimon Hotam Kai, then it's clear that Rabbi Shimon's opinion is talking about that. Forget about what we said about these other two Amoraim who said in the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Here it's explicit, Rabbi Shimon is Mechayei by Malika Bachutz, Betani, or Tnei, and you're going to have to amend Rabbi Shimon's statement in our Mishnah, Kol Shechayivin Ala Bifnim, Ve'Ala Bachutz, Chayivin Ala Bachutz. We had this problem, we tried to do this in our Mishnah, we said it doesn't work because the Lashon of Rabbi Shimon doesn't work. But here we have an explicit Braita that says Rabbi Shimon is Mechayev by Malika Bachutz. If that's the case, then the Lashon in our Mishnah can't fit in. Because Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah says, Kol Shechayivin Bachutz, Chayav Bifnim. This example in the Braita is the other way around. Whatever you're Chayav Bifnim, you're Chayav Bachutz. Because it's Malika Bifnim and then it's Malika Bachutz. So the Gemara amends it and says that's what we do. They amend Rabbi Shimon's statement in order to fit into this braita, and that's what Rabbi Shimon is addressing. Rabbi Shimon is addressing that the chiyuv b'chutz by Melika. Yeah, to accord with the braita that says explicitly where Rabbi Shimon is mechayev. Because it's explicit where Rabbi Shimon is arguing. Our mission is not clear Rabbi Shimon's arguing. He doesn't give us any information. We have nowhere to explain Rabbi Shimon. The other two explanations, the Amoraim, are chosurim extra. They're sticking words into the Mishnah. To switch around, it's more likely that the confusion here was in Rabbi Shimon, whether it was bifnim and chutz, than it was that the entire Mishnah is missing words. The two Amoraim before had to add in a whole bunch of words into the Mishnah. I think this is a better solution than trying to add in all those extra, a case of shchita balayla, a case of klei chol, which don't even find themselves in the Mishnah. Here all you have to do is switch pnim to chutz, switch around two words, and you have exactly, if you amend it that way, it fits the braita. Alright, next Mishnah, we'll do the Mishnah, and then we'll stop, and we'll finish up the Gemara tomorrow. Chatat, shekibel dama b'kos echad, chatat that had dam inside, nitzkabel b'kos echad, natan b'chutz, v'chazar natan bifnim. If he went ahead and then did some of that outside, and then did some on the inside, bifnim v'chazar natan b'chutz, or he did some on the inside, and then some on the outside, chayav. Shekulo ra'oi, because all that dam in that shekels is ra'oi to be pnim on the mizbeach. Whether you did pnim first, then chutz afterwards, chutz first or afterwards, since the blood is ra'oi, if you do it outside, you're chayav. Here the Gemara doesn't address what the din of the bifnim is. It only addresses what the din of the chutz is. He's chayav for the chutz because when he took it out, it was ra'oi bifnim. Even if he did chutz first and then pnim, or the other way around, if he did pnim and then chutz, by pnim and then chutz, it's shari adam. And Rashi says stamak Rabbi Nechemia. It's like Rabbi Nechemia who says shari adam is ma'akev. See, the Gemara is never addressing, the Mishnah is never addressing the case of when he brings it back in. What's the din of that dam? It doesn't say what happens to the dam when he brings it back in. It could be pasul the dam when he brings it in. All they're addressing is that you're chayav for chutz. So if he went out, if he did pnim first, then went b'chutz, you're chayav because that's shari adam, according to Rabbi Nechemia, it's ma'akev, and you're chayav b'chutz. If he went b'chutz and then brought a bifnim, he's chayav because that was good enough to do bifnim beforehand. And when he does it b'chutz, he's chayav. When he brings it back in, the Mishnah never addresses that case when he brings it back in. No, that we saw in our first Mishnah. Now, on the other hand, kibel d'mavish kosot. Now, don shneim bifnim. If you use both of them inside, patur. Of course, he's patur. That's not any chiddush here. Shneim b'chutz, both of them outside, chayav. There again, there's no chiddush. Echad bifnim, echad b'chutz. Then, if he does one bifnim and then the other one b'chutz, patur. That's because of the belief here. We're going to see in a second. Rabbi Chemia believes that the second kos is nitche. If you do it into two kosot and you use one of the kosot, the second one is dichu and it's not roi bifnim anymore at all. Since it's not roi bifnim, then you're not going to be chayav b'chutz. On the other hand, echad b'chutz, echad bifnim. If he did the opposite order, he did one outside and then echad b'fnim, chayav al chitzon, the one that he took out is chayav for, va'apnimi mechaper. And the inner one works to be mechaper because the outer one that went out was not midache the second one. The only time you have dichoy in kos is if you use one of them for kapara, it's dachay the second kos. But over here, since the first one was used improperly, it was never that the second kos was nidchayt, and therefore you'll be chayav b'chutz, and the pnimi, the one that remained inside, will be good enough to do the dam on the inside. What's similar to them? He had a chatat, and then it got lost, and he took another one from him, and then he finds the first one. They're standing in front of him. If he does both of them inside, he's patur. Because miman of shach, he's done a chatat b'chutz, and the other case, he's done a chatat b'fnim. Achat b'fnim, achat b'chutz. If he does one inside, and then on outside, patur. Because the first one he does inside is his chatat, the second one becomes a chatat ameita. When you have two chataot, and you got lost one, and then you put one on, chatat shekipu ba'alea, the second one's lamita. So over here, if you already did the one inside, the second one's lamita, and it's not roi the pnim. If it's not roi the pnim, you're not chayav b'chutz. On the other hand, achat b'chutz, achat b'fnim, he does the other order. Does one outside and then one inside, then chayav al chitzona. The outer one, he's chayav because it was roi b'fnim. Both of them roi b'fnim until you put one of them on the mizbeach. So the first one, you're chayav b'chutz, ha'pnimit mechapert, and the second one is good. Because the only din is that if you have chatat kipru bala, that the other one goes lamita. Over here, he took the first one out and he ruined it. He did it with chatat chutz. That means that the one that's left is still a good chatat. And therefore, you're mechaper b'leah. Just like it's dam is poter b'sara, this is talking about the din im mi'ila, that just like the zrikat adam takes care of the boser kochim kochim min ha'mila, that it becomes a heter l'kohanim, so too it takes care of basar chavrata, even though it's pasul. And this is the talking about the case where he did shkita bifnim, he did both of them bifnim, then the zrikat adam of one of them affects the basar of both of them. Tosafot over here disagrees with Rashi and says that it's only true when the two animals were shechted bevat achat, simultaneously. If they are shechted simultaneously, they become like a guf echad, and then the shechita of one is matir the other, or the dam of zrikat, the dam of one is matir the other. But if they're done bzech or zev, they're done in a sequential manner, that is not true. So he really limits the case to a case of bevat achat, not any case where there's a chatat shekipru balea, like Rashi states over here. Okay, we'll stop over here. Oh, yeah.